Bechoros, Perek Tes, Mishnah 9:5, the Mishnah talks about the cutoff dates for actually tithing one's flock and cattle. Now, unlike agricultural produce like wine and oil and grain, where one has to tithe his produce for the year, and until he tithes it, it has a status of tevel, but it may not eat it. It actually has a penalty of misa v'dei shamayim, premature death, by eating untithed produce. But that's not the case when it comes to Maaser Behema. One could shecht and eat or sell an animal prior to it being tithed. So what people did historically in the way distant past was they would sort of do it once a year. They'd wait till kind of the end of the year. We'll have a machlokas in our Mishnah here when the end of the year is, but at the end of the year. And then they would, you know, tithe it, and then they would, you know, eat and shecht, sell, whatever it is. The rabbis were concerned that's not a good system. Why? Because people need to have livestock to bring when they do a lila regal. They go to Yerushalayim, they have to bring korbanos, and therefore we want to have a good supply of livestock for the three regalim, the three festival pilgrimage festivals. So therefore the rabbi said, prior to each of the holidays, there's going to be a deadline where a person is to tithe the animals which he has so far born to him this year. And that way those will be like cleared up to be brought to Yerushalayim, to be eaten, shechted, and that kind of thing, which would make sure there's an ample supply for everyone who needs. So our mission is to say exactly when those deadlines were. And okay, we have three opinions in the Tanaim. They're arguing over a number of different issues. The first opinion, Rabbi Akiva, which is the halacha, is Shalosh Geronos L'Maaser Behema. There are three different batches of each with their own deadline where one tithes his flocks and cattle. The word goren literally means a threshing floor, and really it's a borrowed term to apply to like the batch of produce that one tithes. And we're sort of borrowing it further, and we're using that term now to talk about like the batch of one's animals that one tithes. So we have Bifros HaPesach, Bifros HaTzeres, and Bifros HaChag, which means, I'll not translate, but I'll explain, it means 15 days prior to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Okay, that way you'll have ample supply to bring to all the chagim and the Beis HaMikdash animals, and that is the halacha. Now the word fros, pores, means to sort of, means a half. As a verb, means to divide in half. Pores, you can break bread like that. The split hooves is a parsa, is like also like a hoof, is a split thing. In any case, this is referring to the halacha, as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, and Lamaisa, which is that Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days prior to the onset of the holiday, one is to begin Sholem V'Dorshin, he's supposed to learn Hilchos Pesach for those 30 days leading up to Pesach. Same goes for Shavuos and Sukkos. And therefore, we're saying, in the middle of that process, meaning 15 days before each of the holidays, that's the middle of the period, that's the prosir, the middle of that period, that's when you tithe your animals that have been born since the beginning of the period till now. So how will that work out? So we're talking before Pesach will mean the last day of Adar. Before Shavuos will essentially be the 35th day of the Omer. Shavuos being the 5th day of the Omer, so the 35th day of the Omer. Sometime near the end of ER, but of course it's a little variable potentially, but off plus minus a day. And then 15 days before Sukkos will be the last day of Elul. Okay, now Ben Azai disagrees. Ben Azai Omer Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'Adar. He says the first deadline is the 29th day of Adar. Now that would be the last day of Adar, and we said that Rabbi Akiva said it was the last day of Adar, 15 days before Pesach. But Ben Azai says it in this way because Ben Azai wants to make the point, which is that Adar, at least the Adar on which Purim falls, the Adar immediately prior to Pesach, if there are two Adars, is always specifically 29 days. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with that. Rabbi Akiva says it could be 30 days, so therefore he wouldn't commit to the 29th specifically. But Ben Azai is making the point it's specifically 29th of Adar, which is 15 days before the onset of Pesach. Be'echad be'sivan. Here he says the first of Sivan, instead of 15 days before Shavuos, which would basically be the 35th day of Omer, roughly 10 days earlier than this, the first of Sivan, he says Ben Azai is a better cutoff. Why? Because he's concerned that not that many animals are born in the springtime, and he wants to sort of expand the window so there'll be more animals to tithe, so you get the requisite amount to make sure that, you know, that there's enough animals now tithe to bring to the base of Mikdash, etc. Therefore, by saying the Echad Benisan, effectively he's saying you have the whole of the month of Becha B'Sivan, but didn't say that if it didn't. He says Becha B'Sivan because then you have the whole month of Nisan and the whole month of Iyar. Essentially, after that, you'll tithe what's been born so far. And then Be'eser Metisha Ba'av, on the 29th day of the month of Av. Now, the month of Av is the month before Elul. Rabbi Kiva said it's the last day of Elul. But here we're saying Benaz is the last day of the previous month, Av. The reason why is because we have a machlokas. We'll see more as the Mishnah goes on, whether the new year begins for Maaser Behema with the first day of Elul or the first day of Tishrei. Now, Ben Azai is not sure who's right. He's mistapek. And since he's not sure which way to go, he wants to have, to avoid the suffix, animals that are born in that last month, Elul, have to be tied all to themselves. That way we won't, you know, tie them on the wrong year because, as you learned in the first mission of the Perek, you can't tie this year's on last year's. And since he's not sure if the animals born in Elul belong to this year, like the next year or the previous year, he's not sure. So therefore, he says, avoid the doubt by having a separate cutoff before the first day of Elul. The third opinion is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. And they say, Be'echad ben-Nisan, they say the first of Nisan, as opposed to the last day of Adar. What's happening here? So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon disagree with the whole premise that there's a halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag Sholem V'Dorshin. You're supposed to learn the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. They don't hold to that. They say the halacha is not like the Chacham, rather like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that it is just 14 days before. So they're saying 14 days before Pesach, which is the first day of Nisan, which is when you kick off the process of learning Hilchos Pesach, started off by tithing your animals. That's why they have the first of Nisan. Be'echad B'Sivan. So here it's the first day of Sivan, just a few days before Shavuos. And the rationale is the same as it had for Ben Azai, which is we want to have a bigger window, essentially 2 months in which in Nisan and Iyar, where the animals came born, to a bigger crop to tithe, to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to doing it 10 days earlier and having fewer animals. And Be'esrim B'Tisha Be'elul. Rabbi Eliezer and Shimon are the two who hold that the new year for Maaser Behema begins with Rosh Hashanah, as we call it, the first day of Tishrei. There are no suffix, and that's their Shita, and therefore they hold that you should do the third tithe immediately prior to that day, meaning the last day of Elul before Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you do the math, they should be saying really 14 days before Sukkot. 14 days before Sukkot works out to be the first day of Tishrei, just like 14 days before Pesach, which is actually the first day of Nisan. So says the Mishnah, V'lama amru be'esrim b'tisha be'el. Why did they say the 29th day of El instead of saying essentially the first day of Tishrei? The answer is V'lama amru be'esrim b'tisha be'el, because mipnei shehu yom tov v'yev shar la'aser b'yom tov. Because if they would say the first of Tishrei, that would be Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah you certainly cannot tie the animals, because it didn't, they're abundant, because it's like, looks like you're fixing things, so therefore since you don't tie the animals or produce, etc. on Yom Tov or Shabbos, they have to do it a day earlier. Lefikach hikti muhu be'esrim b'tisha be'el. Therefore, they made the cutoff date to do the tithing the day before Rosh Hashanah. Now, that's the three machlokas there. I said the halach like Rabbi Akiva, so it's really 15 days before each of the three Yomim Tovim. That's the Rambam Paskins. The Rambam Paskins that the actual cutoff date is, meaning for the year, when the new year begins in terms of Maaser Behema, is the first day of Tishrei, not like how the Bar Tanura learns that it's the first day of Elul. He says that explicitly back in Rosh Hashanah. In any case, so here, new paragraph, Rabbi Meir Amir, Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema. Rabbi Meir says, like those who hold, that it is the first of Elul, which is the new year, not like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, although they don't say it explicitly, it's just implicit what they said here. They said it explicitly over there in Rosh Hashanah, but here, Rabbi Meir says it explicitly. Ben Azai Omer, Ha'elulian, the animals that are born in the month of Elul, Mis'asim b'fnei atzman. Ben Azai says they should be tithed separately, like I explained before, because he's not sure. He's not sure who's right. Is Halacha like Rabbi Meir, and it's the first day of Elul, or is Halacha like Rabbi Eliezer and Shimon, that it's the first day of Tishrei, since he's not sure, Ben Azai is not sure. He says anything born in Elul is a suffix, so you have to treat it all by itself and tithe them all in a separate batch all to themselves. Again, the Rambam Paskins, the Halacha is that it's the first day of Tishrei, it's no Sfeikus, and so we'll go with that halach l'maisa.